For a look at General Hayden's career and the challenges he might face if confirmed as CIA director, we turn to James Bamford. He's the author of Body of Secrets, Anatomy of the Ultra-Secret National Security Agency. He's a plaintiff in a lawsuit against the NSA, the agency Hayden used to run, over the constitutionality of its domestic eavesdropping program. Welcome to the program, Mr. Bamford.
Thank you very much.
And as we've just heard from Cokie Roberts, this expected nomination already has run into controversy. Do you think this is surprising, given his credentials in the intelligence community?
Well, I certainly think it's surprising coming from a Republican chairman of the House Intelligence Committee. It was very much expected to get opposition from the Democrats, particularly over the domestic spying program. But especially, I think, the idea of the Republicans objecting to General Hayden being an active duty military officer, I think that was surprising.
Mm-hmm. What can you tell us about General Hayden's tenure at the National Security Agency?
Well, it was the longest tenure in the agency's history, 7 years. So he was a person who really came in at a critical period. He came in at a time when the agency was trying to convert basically from old Cold War technology and a Cold War mentality into the new world, the new century, and he had sort of mixed results. His largest project was codenamed Trailblazer, and it was a multi-billion-dollar program. And most everybody thinks it wasn't much of a success.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very difficult converting an agency that whose job is basically to eavesdrop on the entire world into an agency that can track people down. Running from country to country.
Mm-hmm. You've written two books about the NSA and have spoken with staff who worked there under Michael Hayden. What did they say about him as a leader?
Well, a lot of people liked him there. He was a very hands-on person. He tried to reorganize the agency to take care of the sort of modern-day problems. Other people say he didn't take enough action, that he could have made more changes and didn't. He's one of the few intelligence leaders, maybe the only intelligence leader today that's still in office, who was there at the time of both the attacks on September 11th and the problems over weapons of mass destruction. So he's led a very interesting career at NSA, and he probably is the most knowledgeable person in all of Washington in terms of intelligence, having spent his entire career in intelligence, and led the largest intelligence agency, and then became deputy to the director of national intelligence.
How is General Hayden likely to change the CIA? Would his priorities be different from those of outgoing Director Porter Goss?
Well, it's hard to say. He's never run a human intelligence agency before, or an agency that specializes in human intelligence, the sort of spies that leave dead drops under rocks and that kind of thing. He's more comfortable with satellites and electronic intercepts. I think the learning curve is probably far greater going to NSA than going to the CIA. I think his main goal will be to try to integrate the human spies into a program that gets them infiltrated into terrorist organizations. That's where the CIA was, where it really fell apart in terms of discovering 9/11 and also discovering whether or not Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. So the key is infiltrating his spies into hostile countries and terrorist organizations.
Thanks very much.
My pleasure.
James Bamford is the author of Body of Secrets, Anatomy of the Ultra-Secret National Security Agency.